This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I also have the 1 and 6 questions for the adults, which will be questions only for the adults. I don't want to see any conversion of hands. Right? So I want to also speak to the adults who are here, as we always do. The kids, we want also to speak to the adults, because I've been having these kids working once, and I've been stuck here, and I want to give them away. I always say I want to give them away, and I keep forgetting, so I want to give them to the adults. Right? Adults. Boys? Yes, but I have them with me, so they might as well just throw them. Don't go to Tim Hortons, just go buy this and then never go back again. Until basically, they call it genocide, what's happening in front of me. Yeah, no, just remember, I want to collect all the homework. Yeah, let's do that. Where's the homework, guys? All the girls are bringing their homework. Where are the boys? Where's the homework for the boys? Here's why I talk to be firing right here. For some of women, girls, they always take this seriously. What happened to the boys? There's only one, two. So, out of every four girls, there's one boy. What's going on here? 4-1. Yeah, let's move. We're gonna go and do all of you line up, so that we can just use prizes right here. The audience will vote, okay? Audience will vote. Right, raise your hand, raise your homework up. No, one by one. You're number one. All right, brothers, this is number one. Who's crazy? He's number one, okay? This is number two. Raise the homework. Right here. Number two, okay? This is number three from here. There's a box here, right? It's a box. It's number four, okay? It's number five. It's number six. It's number seven. Number eight. Number nine. That's upside down, huh? This table is upside down. Pretty much, yeah. Right. Okay. So, number one, this is number one. No, the best prize is number one. This is number two. This is number three. This is number four. This is number five. This is number six. This is number seven. Eight. Nine. Seven, come in. You're the winner. Check it! How about that? Check it, that's the back of the shelter. Oh, if you want this. Alright, so we have, and then, what's the number? 9, and remember? 8? So again, one more time. Which one you guys raised your hand the most for? There's one that is 7. Raise your hand quickly. Is it 7? Alright, let's try again. Quickly. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Are you both? 2, 6, 8. 7. Oreo. But it's not Oreo. Because Oreo we're talking, right? So we made something like Oreo, but it's not Oreo. Right? Oreo. You took this. Okay. Back to Lava. Nice problem. No, I've fallen down. Yeah. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, come here, buddy. You have this? You have one? But you don't have to. Quickly, quickly, come up. One, two, three, four, five, six. Better than like a lot of stuff. One, two, three, come on. Okay. You have this? You don't? You want this? Carry on. No? Do you have that? Yes, you can. All right, let's go, go, quickly. One. You see, I'm very fair. I don't choose. You don't choose. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. One more time. One. Two. Come on. You're the winner. Both of you go together. This is your queen. You go together. Are you sure? I'm nice. I'm just nice. One, two, three, five, four, three. I'm from that one. Get me? So, yeah, come on. We missed some prayer. I don't know. It's not prayer. It's a good one. One. How about you go? They're open. They're open. You understand. They're open. It just means that it's not much. It's open. One, two. Both, come on here. Come on. If you have one that just has one, you already have one. Why don't you just think you want something to do with it? Come here. Take two. A lot of people, they ask me about my clothes. Everything is tailor made. Everything is tailor made. Custom made. I don't just buy ready made. No, I don't do that. I buy tailor made. I go out and get my. But this is stuff that I'm going to give away. Brand new stuff. Only the couple ones that we are new, but they're really, really good stuff. This is all the rest of the world. I'm going to give them away. It has my. But this is. And some Pakistani stuff as well. Brand new, never worn. Brand new stuff. This is one of my favorites. And this one, all the way from Morocco, handmade. Well, why? Heavy? This is really good stuff. When you go to Morocco and get this, it costs lots of money. So, the bottom question, if you know the answer, I'm going to give this away from it right now. I don't have no women's stuff. It's all men. So I want to give stuff way before we start. Guys, how many times words mentioned the Quran? Yes, my brother in the back. No. Yes. How many times? Seven, right here, come here. Pakistani or Maghribi? You want Pakistani or you want? You don't know? Let me find something for you. can look back on you. Your mom can maybe struggle from the bottom, but it's really nice. Okay. Yeah, go. I'll give you the 100 later on, huh? Seven times. Hud was sent to Thamud. Hud was sent to Thamud. White, wolf, or two? He was sent to Thamud. Huh? Wolf? He was sent to who? It's a Yemeni, right? But it's only part of that. You can go ahead. Yeah, I got that. He was sent to Qawm'ad. He was sent to Qawm'ad. The progeny of Africans came from Yasser. The progeny of Africans came from Yasser. True? No, it is not true. It's false. The cousin of Africans came from who? No, I don't hear it. I see what you say. The cousin of Africans from Yasser is wrong, by the way. The Africans came from? From? Ayywa Habibna? Urja?
Urja.
The progeny of Africa came from what son of Noah? Nah. This is man. I'm giving away myself. Oh, okay. Yalla. Ham. Ham. Ham.
Tell us.
Your husband is Urdu, right? Pakistan, right?
He don't want Pakistan.
The way? And he's going to take it. Your husband? Brother, can you think of this? I don't think sometimes. I have something nice for you. Would you have your own thing? No. I don't think this will fit. No, man. You have to lose. Is it gone? Well, I'm going to wrap it up. It's here from Ham. The company of the house came from Sam.
I've never seen anyone
do that. But it's Arab. Arab is a good representative.
Yeah,
it's not, it's really nice. It has it to the world, huh? It has the past and it has the it's two people. It's really good. The part we have ever came from. No? Yes, sir. I have nothing that was teaching. I have nothing that was teaching. Do you want this? Yes, yeah, sir. Thomas. Now, for the better adult.
By the way, here it is.
Can I go? We're going to talk about something new. The Arabs.
Okay, Mr. Tell us. Stop talking.
The Arabs. There are three categories of Arabs. Who they are. There are three categories of Arabs. Who they are. Okay, sir. Huh? Al-Ariba. Al-Sa'aba. Okay, sir. I cannot give you the word of the name of the Qur'an. I can give you both now. Huh? Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Okay, okay. She always knew Allah Akbar. So I tell you this one. Allah, Abid, Allah. Al-Ariba, Musa'ariba. Sometimes, as you say. Arabs. It's very important because we're going to talk about it tonight. Because Prophet Muhammad is from the party of one of them. You know who they are? The three categories of Arabs? Look at them. Huh? Me? Huh?
even talking to you, right? Or you're not paying for me. That much for me. We didn't talk about it last week. And what you have, and how do you start with that? Huh? You mean the language? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Now, I divided into three categories. Let me explain. We have something called an Arab and Baqiya. And there's something called an Arab and Arida. And we have an Arab and Musta'iba, which most of us today, like me, are from an Arab and Musta'iba. Then the Yemeni is from an Arab and Baqiya. And then you have an Arab Ba'idah. Arab Ba'idah is like the people of Lut, the people of Sada. Ba'idah means those who exist. Nobody can come and tell you, my lineage is from Arab. Why? Because that lineage has ceased. So we call it Ba'idah, the Arab Ba'idah. Ba'idah means ceased to exist. Something that was being mentioned. And then the second part is that Arab and Ba'idah. The Arab version remains in Christ. You know, like the Sami, you know, like the book that came from Yemen, you know. And then you have an Arab al-Musta'riba. An Arab al-Musta'riba, right here, are from the lineage of Ismail. That's Ismail. Ismail, he was not Arabic. Ismail is to speak the language of his father. Ibrahim alayhi salam is to speak Assyriania. And then when he migrated, he was speaking from the Arab Ibrahimia. Ismail was an Arabic. Ismail here learned Arabic from Zuhum, the Qabila that came from Yemen. So that's why we call them Musta'araba or Musta'ariba. So these are the three groups of Arabs. Which we're going to talk about, the people of Lut, that Lut was sent to, they are Arab Ba'ida. Ba'ida means they cease to exist, they no longer exist. Why they no longer exist, that's what we're going to talk about today, inshallah ta'ala. This is just a teaser. Are you ready, everyone? You ready, inshallah ta'ala, to start with this, inshallah? Tell you. A question for the government. I have to give away this, exactly. Remember last week we showed that Ash also called the people of Al-Ahqaf. Al-Ahqaf, what was the difference between Ash and between Ahqaf? Al-Ahqaf is the reason. Right here. Al-Ahqaf is the reason. Ash, they also known as Qawm Ash, because Ash himself is the brother of Lut. Is that the main person that he said is Ad, the brother of Hud, who is actually the leader Ad. They are not also known as the people of Ad. Ad is what they say in the Hud. Like when you say teen reason, when you say husband reason, you know husband reason. So Ad is the reason. And then Oakville is part of husband. Things. It's not when we say Ad. As is from the peer reason, and then Hud is the man who was sent to them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They also called, or this area of Ahqaf is also called, Al-Ur-Sari. Al-Ur-Sari means the anti-quarter. Yani, subhanAllah, this anti-quarter is today. But before, this place here, as you know, it used to be green. Before we need to study the story of Hud, what happened to these people? This place used to be green. Rivers and lakes, but because of their sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned the land into empty water, desert, nothing grows in it, subhanAllah. All right, brothers, worship of the brothers. What is the relationship? I want to give away stuff here. What is the relationship between the prophets, Yahweh, and Hud? If you know the answer, raise your hand. What is the relationship between the prophet's gray hair and between Lut?
Okay.
What did he say? He said, "Say ye that we who." In Arabic, "say hear me speak." And ye that we say we were here with Arab. How many here or you just have to come here and go back to the church? You see, what was my business? Once, you come out of the extra level, I have not got to come out. This you can wear with jeans, this you can wear with the last time, this you can wear with this with anything. How many gray hair? I think the gray hair here, right? How many gray hair did the prophet used to have? The Sahaba prophet, don't raise your hand if you don't know the answer. How many gray hair did the prophet used to have? Abu Bakr counted them, yes. Seven? The prophet Isa used to have 17 gray hair. And they used to be in where? They used to be in the Anfaqa. And you know the Anfaqa is what? The Anfaqa is what? The Anfaqa is not the beard. No, yeah, I tricked you there, the beard. The Anfaqa is the place where the Anfaqa is. Right here. This is called Anfaqa. So the Prophet has 17 gray hair in here. Who passed it with? Abu Bakr as a Sahaba. So the Prophet goes, Abu Bakr as a Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, six. Ya Rasulullah, you became old. Then the Prophet says, "Say you became good. I became good, and I became good because of good. Good because of the story and the story of good. This is the relationship between Prophet Muhammad and his gray hair. And the surah, it's a very magnificent surah that talks about lots of prophets, by the way. It talks about lots of prophets. Among those prophets is God. Among those prophets is Ibrahim. And Ibrahim, by the way, I want to get the story. Ibrahim is the father of all the prophets. Why the surah is not called the surah of Ibrahim? Why the surah is not called the surah of father? Because the surah talks about many other stories, other prophets. Why the surah is called Hud? For Allah, this is tailor-made in Medina. Medina to Medina. My private tailor made half of the Hud. Yeah. Good. Punishment? Yeah. Are you wrong? Because? Why is the Surah of Hud? Why is not the Surah of Ibrahim? The Surah of Fadak? The Surah of Ibrahim? The Surah of why is the Surah of Hud? Because I like what? To highlight the story? To highlight the story because, to highlight the story. Because it is the longest story among all the other prophets. That was mentioned is why it's called Surah Hud. Because Allah, he talks about other prophets, but the one he talks most about in this particular Surah is Hud, and it was called Surah Hud. Okay, so you were very close. But if I watched it times, huh? So maybe you want to. I watched it, but if you want to watch it again, go. Will it fit you? That's so bad, because I like it so, huh? So, let's see. This is why it's called Surah Hud. So, let me just give you how the surah sounds. Something really interesting. How did the surahs got named? Surah Hud, Surah Ibrahim, Surah Luqman, Surah Maryam. How did they start? How the surahs were named? How did they, how were they named? I don't know. Even the priest of the Prophet told him, Ya Rasulullah, this Surah is called the Surah so-and-so, name it so. Or Prophet Muhammad al-Sasrim named it. Or after the Prophet died, there were three some Surahs that didn't have no name. But there was a consensus of the companion to name the Surah You know that we're not named. You know that we're not named. So the scrolls that we read today, they were named after Christians. Peter the Greek gave the name to the scroll of the Prophet. All Prophet Muhammad made the story. He said, or the consensus of the Sahaba, altogether they named a particular scroll. Just so you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now is converting the Prophet Muhammad al Islam into the same of previous prophets. Full of food. We're talking about food, and then going to tell you the history of how this all started. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this surah was released where? In Mecca. Those having in Mecca, the Sahaba were being persecuted. No, those were going to be persecuted. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has released the surah to the Prophet Muhammad. And to tell the Sahaba, what was happening to previous prophets on the people? What happened to who? What happened to Lot? What happened to Sodom? Well, you know, they're sacrificed. They're rescued to the people. Despite all that they have done, the people wanted to keep them away. And then what happened when those people did not follow the instructions or the commands of the people of the prophets to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you know, sending the prophet to compose him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you are the what are we talking about now? The very, very, very people. The art of new language. It led us in a land where there was no one. This flood destroyed everybody. The only people that remain on earth are those who are in the art to the ship with no one. So people came out from the ship, from the ark, and they lived happily, you know, in cohesion. And then, of course, the people are wondering how people committed shirk again, because the only people who remain on earth are the Mu'ahideen. What is the Mu'ahideen? Those who believe in Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Lord, alayhi salam, embarked in the, you know, in the land as we say today. You remember, those of you, also the brothers, not also the brothers, where did the ark landed, my brother? Mecca? No. Where did the ark land? Abu Sulaiman. For your son. Okay. Where did the ark land? With Jordan. The map of Jordan. The map of Jordan, which is where? They say that the map of Jordan is in Turkey, right? So that's where the ark, not in Mecca. The ark, the ship landed in the map of Jordan of the Western Council. Blue, dark blue, navy blue, or Ibrahim. In the Mount of Jude, of where it landed. And then people lived there, and they were in Turkey, they were speaking all and speaking a lot of Jude. But what did Shaitan, if you remember, he made an oath. Shaitan made an oath that he will try to, you know, make people go astray as much as he could. So he's not doing his work. But that generation, remember how many generations between Noah and Hud? I mentioned that last week. How many generations between Prophet Noah and Prophet Hud? Four, not four prophets. Four generations between Noah and between, Hud alayhi salam. So in that first generation, the first generation were good people. They were still working on my grandfather. So the first is not really, you know, within a spring. And then he waited for the second of the first generation, and then somehow what happened? People again started worshiping idols. Amongst them are the people of Ad. And when the ark landed, I remember I talked about the three sons of Noah. Ham, Ham, and Yavan. Yavan went to Africa, and Ham went to India, dear country, and there was no Zanik. And then Ham came into, you know, the land of the Arabs, where Ham was. So people fell again one more time, worshiping idols, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them, who alayhi salam. Oh, this is amazing. The seventh trials of Satan. Okay, so, and this is one I think one of the particular logistics, the seminar called actually from the book of Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayh, Madarij al-Salikin. Some of you may have heard of this book. The Station of the Scholars, Madarij al-Salikin, when we talk about the purification of the soul. So we talked about the seven types of soul. Shaitan is seven types. First trap, remember this. The first trap is Shaitan. Shaitan now, if you remember what I said, Iblis, when he came down with a plan. What is the plan? Is to make people give him from the truth. They want him to commit kufr. So the very first and foremost trap of Shaitan is shirk. The last one is that my son. The last one is my son. And I think it's going to fit you. It's brand new. I cannot wear it. And this is large, so I think it's going to fit you just fine. It's just my body, man. I mean, can't say no to this. Sorry. The very first step of Shaitan, of course, is sick. Brother, please help me with the kiss. I cannot be doing this in the front of the world. Please. No. Please. The very first step is sick. And then if Shaitan fails, this is true. Well, why everybody would benefit from this? If Shaitan fails, so he's trying to make people to the church, but then if he fails, they cannot do it first. So he's going to move to another stop. Nobody knows. But even right now, what you Christian, I know. This is what I say. You won't know. Did you study that book? He's from Israel's famous people. Do you know what the second stop is? What is the stop? Of course, you heard of that. None of you would think. None of you would think. Maybe he would talk about something else other than sin. Maybe he would go to make his sin. No, he does not go to make his sin. He goes to something called big ass. What is big ass? It's innovation. Yeah, and what is innovation? You try to worship Allah, but you will keep it with in the wrong way. Whatever you do is going to go against you. As the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam said, من يتبع الأمر من هذا فهو عليه رد أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام هو سيد الدم هو innovate in استثمار دعويهم it will be don't attack him يعني people will be somewhat saying that we worship Allah but that will be accepted from them so the man will go it is not this man it is the Shaitan فعنه الله he will try to set a trap which is good this I mean if he fails he moves to another trap called major sin. He's going to try to make people commit something called Kabira, major sin. What is major sin? If somebody wants to go, give me an example of major sin. Give me an example of major sin. Well, an example of major sin, I can just express. An example of major sin. A major sin. What is an example of major sin? Somebody already said that. An example of iron. Riba, what's that? Amazing thing. What's the amazing thing? Riba, Mashallah, Riba, amazing thing. Free Palestine. Is that amazing thing? Anyway, free Palestine, okay, right? Because free Palestine is the power of man. An example of amazing thing. An example of amazing thing, huh? Amazing thing, huh? Black magic. Black magic, amazing thing, huh? Huh? Homosexuality, major sin. On the back, my friend with the yellow hair. Huh? Oh, not playing. Man, how about something has to do with parents? With parents. Huh? With parents. Disobedience of the parents is considered to be a major sin. Huh? Good, mashallah, you're great wisdom. If he fails, he's going to do something amazing here. What he's going to do, he's going to do this. Permissible things, move out. What is move out?
They will build the houses inside these
even the Americans and even the wherever, every time when the 17 pictures at the time he did the journey, by building a house inside a mountain, even today, if you tell them with the theology, we will not be able to do it. We can't do it, subhanAllah. Allah, and we had no technology at the time, no company for forever. But Allah made them so civilized, Allah subhanAllah was like, I made them so strong, and they will build these houses with those guys. They will build them, and they will not live in them. They will not inhibit them. They will not inhibit them. No one will live. They will live in their senses. It has got Arabs. The Arabs are the pure, the pure, the pure of Arabs. But Arabs are bad enough. They will build houses and leave them for so fun and we got to inhibit them. So look what Allah said about this. وَكَانُوا يَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا عَالِينَ. And they used to carve their homes in mountains to be secure. They carved their homes in mountains. So Allah said, how they were described how powerful the people were. Hawk, the green man, what does that have to do with these people? Who they are? How strong they were, how tall they were, how big they were, and that conversation they had with Hud, what did Hud tell them? How much he sacrificed? How many years, by the way, Hud lived with them? You know, in fact, what was the very first thing before you go? The very first thing Hud told them, or he told them, what is the very, 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 very first thing of the picture? The word is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you want to make it? No? Huh? Let me ask you, I saw a picture. I'm going to hand right here. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ. You know it. What so is this? What so is this? What so is this? Not you. Huh? It's so come on, let's keep it. What so is this? What so is this? What so is this? What so is this? Come. We're going to add. Allah is addressing who? Allah is saying here, did you not see how your Lord dealt with Ad? Did you? Who Allah is talking to? No. Did you? Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu was for did you? Habibi, where are you? You can speak it for your daughter.
I will not tell you. I'll tell you next week, inshallah, before I go for Umrah, I will tell you.
Well, what's the problem? Well,